I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Cassie wants to know, is it ever too late in life to change your name? First or last?
First. And it's not a total change, but it would be a shift from what I normally do. So everyone calls me Cassie. That's been my nickname since I was a kid, but my full name is Cassandra. And I really love that name, and I always have. And then it occurred to me recently, I'm like, why don't I ever go by that name if I like it so much? I like it better than Cassie. And my parents named me that so I could pick my own nickname out of it, because there were lots of, like, Sandra, Sandy, Candy, whatever. But, of course, then they called me Cassie, which takes away my option of choosing the nickname, which is fine. I want to start going by Cassandra. Like, when I meet people, I want to introduce myself as Cassandra. And it feels weird to do, but I really like it. But I don't know if it's too late in life when everyone knows me as Cassie.
Okay, there's a high douchebag factor here, okay? Let me tell you why. I think Cassandra is a beautiful name.
Cassandra
is a beautiful name. The problem here is that when you tell people your name is Cassandra, when they get familiar with you, uncomfortable, they're going to dumb it down to Cassie anyway, which puts you in the position of having to correct them every single time, saying, no, I'm sorry, it's not Cassie, it's Cassandra.
Well, if I'm familiar enough with you and you shorten it to, like, Cass, I don't mind that at all. Like, I wouldn't want you guys to change what you call me. I'm talking about for, like, strangers when I meet them. So, like, I got with my lawyers, some new lawyers to do my will, and I had such trouble. I tried it out, and then I reverted to Cassie, and then Cass, and then the lawyer was really confused on what my name was. But that's what I'm talking about. So if people shorten it to Cass or Cassie, I don't mind. It's just out in the wild when I meet new people, I'd like to be, I can be Cassandra. That's fine. I'll be Cassandra.
So tomorrow, we're going to be out in the wild because we are, I'm hosting a F cancer party for Rebecca, and she's going to have, there's going to be like 50 people there, her, you know, friends and family, and then the Burt Show. So you're going to be meeting a lot of new people tomorrow. Would you introduce yourself as Cassandra?
I'd probably do Cassie in that capacity, since it's like Burt Show related and it makes sense.
Most people know you that are going to be at that party, right?
But all my socials are Cassandra Young. Like, that's just, that is who I am, and it feels natural, but then it feels unnatural. And I'm just wondering if it's too late in life to start going by your full name. It feels weird, but it feels right.
You're definitely going to have to get used to people calling you Cassandra. And you're going to have to keep correcting them over and over, because I feel like they're not going to get the Cassandra part.
I'm okay with that. It's technically Cassandra, but I'm not picky.
Okay.
That's all right.
I don't think it's too late in life, but if you're going to do it, you got to commit to the bit. So I had a friend who really wanted to start going by her full name, Grace Ann. We know her by Gracie. She's Gracie to us. But one day she's like, you know, I really like my full name, Grace Ann. And so I was like, okay, if this is important to you, I will start calling you Grace Ann. I'm going to change your name on my phone. I'm going to do all that. Well, then I'm the only one who starts doing it, because every time someone calls her Gracie, she doesn't correct them. She starts calling herself Gracie, and I look like the stupid one. Yeah. I'm like, I'm out here calling you Grace Ann, and you're not doing all the work to change it for everybody else. So I would say, if you are going to do it, You got to really commit to it and make sure that you are correcting people or like calling yourself Cassandra so that other people pick up on it.
It's annoying. I think I've told you this before. We had a news anchor in town here that I was doing some charity events. And the first time I met her, I said, hi, Suchita. And she corrected me and she said, it's Suchita. And I said, okay, that's fine. So it's Suchita. And she goes, no, it's Suchita. And I said, okay, Suchita. And she's like, no. It's Suchita. And I said, all right, so it's Suchita. And she's like, no. And I was saying the exact same thing. I'm like, I can't process this. So I'm just going to call you Chuck.
My brother also tried to switch names.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. This was a high school. He was in high school, and all of a sudden, he didn't want to go by his middle name, Morgan. He wanted people to call him James,
okay,
his first name, which is, that's a big jump. Like, mm-hmm. Morgan, James, those are two very different. He even came to the family and said, mm-hmm. hey, I don't want to go by Morgan anymore. I want to go by James. Now, you know, this was the 90s. It's not today. Today, I would embrace my child, be like, hey, if that's what you want to do, sure. But we were like, yeah, no, we're not doing
this. We reject your wish.
Yeah. In the 90s, in the 80s, in the 90s, you could be like, that's stupid. No, we're not doing that. Today, oh, okay. Oh, all right. Okay. So you're trying to find your own identity? Absolutely. You want to go by James? Okay. But yeah, then we he is Morgan.
I think I told you this also, my wacky aunt, because I come from a wacky family, man. Aunt Sally. Her name is Sally, right? She just woke up one morning and announced to the family that she wanted to be referred to as Ariel. What? That's it. She said it fit her better. Ariel.
All right.
It was supposed to be Aunt Ariel after that.
Did anybody listen?
No.
Okay.
Nobody.
The Burt Show.